Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, May 21, 2025.
Klingbeil calls for quick trade resolution ahead of G7. German Finance Minister Lars Klingbeil is urging a swift resolution to trade disputes with the United States, warning that high tariffs are weighing down the economy and threatening jobs. Speaking in Berlin, he stressed the importance of reaching an agreement before the G7 finance ministers meet in Banff, Canada. Klingbeil noted that previous U.S. tariffs on steel, aluminum, and cars could lead to even higher costs for consumers. If negotiations stall during a 90-day pause, the European Union might face a hefty 20% tariff. He highlighted the EU's commitment to protecting its interests as the world's largest single market and welcomed the opportunity for international cooperation. The G7 will also discuss rebuilding Ukraine, focusing on attracting private investment to help recover from the devastation caused by the war initiated by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The stakes are high, and the world is watching closely.
CATL's historic IPO in Hong Kong. Contemporary Amperex Technology Company, Limited, known as CATL, has made headlines by raising $4.6 billion in its groundbreaking initial public offering in Hong Kong on May 20, 2025. This IPO is the largest of the year, with shares jumping 18.4% shortly after trading began. Founder Robin Zung celebrated this significant milestone, highlighting CATL's role in the global electric vehicle market despite ongoing U.S.-China tensions. Founded in 2011, CATL generated $50 billion in revenue last year, with 70% coming from China. The IPO funds will help build a $7.3 billion factory in Hungary to produce batteries for major automakers like BMW, Stellantis, and Volkswagen. While CATL faces challenges from U.S. tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, the company claims these tariffs have minimal impact on its operations. As demand for electric vehicles rises, CATL's innovations will be key in shaping the future of the industry.
Impact of AI on women's employment. A recent report from the United Nations International Labour Organization highlights a troubling trend. 9.6% of jobs typically held by women are at risk of change due to artificial intelligence, compared to just 3.5% for men. This gap indicates that women may face greater challenges as AI technologies evolve. While many roles will still require human input, sectors like media, software, and finance are particularly vulnerable as generative AI expands. The ILO urges governments, employers, and workers to find ways to boost productivity without sacrificing job security for women. Understanding the impact of AI on women's jobs is crucial for developing effective strategies. What does this mean for the future of work? It's a question we all need to consider as we navigate this rapidly changing landscape.
Taiwan's export orders surge amid U.S. tariff changes. Taiwan's export orders skyrocketed by 19.8% year-over-year in April 2025, reaching an astonishing $56.4 billion, far surpassing the expected 10% increase. This surge was driven by customers stockpiling technology products in anticipation of U.S. tariffs announced and partially rolled back by President Donald Trump. The Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, or TSMC, reported a remarkable 48.1% rise in sales, totaling 349.57 billion Tongan Ponga, about $11.58 billion. The Taiwanese Economic Affairs Ministry indicated that businesses rushed to place orders ahead of potential tariffs, but they expressed caution about future orders due to rising global political tensions. For May 2025, the ministry predicts export orders will rise between 12.5% and 16.6%. Notably, orders for telecommunications products jumped by 20%, while electronic products surged by 35%. Orders from China increased by 5.7%, and those from the United States soared by 30.3%, reflecting strong demand for Taiwan's technology sector. What does this mean for the future of technology in Taiwan?
Beyond Imagination secures major investment. Beyond Imagination, an innovative humanoid robotics startup co-founded by Ray Kurzweil and Harry Kloer, has landed a groundbreaking $100 million investment from Gauntlet Ventures, the sole backer in its Series B funding round. This funding elevates the company's valuation to $500 million. The startup aims to create advanced humanoid robots, including the Beyond Bot, and AI models for factories and pharmaceutical plants. Co-founder Oliver Carmack is optimistic about transforming U.S. manufacturing and tackling the urgent shortage of skilled labor. Major tech players like NVIDIA, Meta Platforms, and Tesla are also investing in humanoid robotics, believing that advancements in AI will revolutionize automation. However, progress has been challenging, as researchers have found that improvements in language AI don't always enhance robots' understanding of the physical world. Additionally, Beyond Imagination is developing Aura, a universal operating system to improve collaboration between humans, robots, and traditional machines. What could these advancements mean for the future of work?
Global Pandemic Agreement adopted. On May 20th, 2025, the World Health Assembly made history by adopting a groundbreaking Global Pandemic Agreement in Geneva, Switzerland. This significant agreement aims to enhance how we monitor and respond to pandemics, ensuring fair access to essential health products. WHO Director General Tedros highlighted that this is a crucial step in preparing for future health crises. The groundwork was laid during a special session in November 2021, where countries united to negotiate. After 3 years of discussions, member states reached a consensus, culminating in this pivotal agreement. Imagine a world where nations collaborate to tackle pandemics together. This agreement is a giant leap toward that vision.
Trump's Golden Dome Missile Defense Initiative. U.S. President Donald Trump has revealed a transformative missile defense initiative called the Golden Dome, with a staggering cost of $175 billion. Announced on May 20, 2025, this bold project aims to protect the United States from airborne threats, including missiles launched from space. General Michael Getline of the U.S. Space Force will lead this ambitious effort, which Trump likens to the historic Manhattan Project. The Golden Dome will establish a system of satellites designed to detect and intercept incoming missiles. While Trump emphasizes its integration with existing defense systems, experts express concerns about its feasibility, particularly in adapting Israel's Iron Dome for a much larger area. Leading companies like SpaceX, Palantir, and Anduril are competing to provide key satellite components. Critics warn that weaponizing space could spark a new arms race and undermine decades of arms control treaties. The Golden Dome marks a significant shift in U.S. defense strategy, aiming to enhance national security through cutting-edge technology. Could this initiative redefine the future of defense?
Google I.O. Conference 2025 highlights. On May 20th, 2025, Google made waves at its annual I.O. conference in Mountain View, California, revealing exciting advancements in artificial intelligence. They introduced a new subscription plan for $249.99 a month, offering enhanced AI features, 30 terabytes of online storage, and an ad-free YouTube experience. This move aims to meet the growing demand for AI services and compete with startups like OpenAI. CEO Sundar Pichai emphasized the importance of affordable AI solutions, noting that their AI assistant, Gemini, now has over 400 million active users each month. Google also showcased innovative smart glasses with real-time translation capabilities, demonstrating their potential to assist users in everyday tasks. However, the announcement comes amid a significant drop in Alphabet stock, which lost $150 billion in market value in just one day due to concerns about AI's impact on traditional search engines. Analysts predict that Google's market share could fall below 50% as consumer preferences shift toward AI chatbots. With a projected investment of $75 billion in AI for 2025, up from $52.5 billion in 2024, Alphabet is clearly committed to leading the future of technology.
Google's Gemini AI reaches 400 million users. Google's Gemini AI has just achieved an impressive milestone, surpassing 400 million monthly active users. Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google, announced this exciting news at the Google I/O 2025 event in San Francisco. With AI overviews now reaching a remarkable 1.5 billion users each month, it's evident that smart technology is becoming essential in our daily lives. Earlier this year, Gemini had around 350 million users, while its competitor, ChatGPT from OpenAI, had about 600 million. This rapid growth highlights the intense competition in the AI sector as companies strive to innovate and enhance user experiences. What does this mean for the future of technology? The landscape is changing fast, and Google is clearly stepping up as a leader in this dynamic field.
Urgent humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The humanitarian crisis in Gaza has spiraled out of control, with the United Nations warning that around 14,000 infants could die within the next 48 hours if aid doesn't arrive. This alarming situation follows Israeli military strikes that have killed over 600 Palestinians in just 4 days, adding to more than 53,000 deaths since the recent violence began. The crisis erupted after a deadly Hamas attack on October 7, 2023, which claimed 1,200 lives and left 250 hostages. In response to international pressure, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed anger at Yair Golan, a former deputy chief of staff of the Israeli army, who cautioned that Israel risks becoming a pariah state due to its military actions against civilians. The British government, along with France and Canada, has threatened to take action against Israel amid the ongoing violence. Netanyahu condemned this joint statement, calling it a huge prize for the genocidal attack on Israel by Hamas. The UN has stressed that at least 500 aid trucks and 50 fuel trucks must enter Gaza daily to prevent further deterioration of the humanitarian situation.
Rise in politically motivated crimes in Germany. A new report from Germany's Interior Ministry reveals a troubling wave of politically charged violence, with incidents skyrocketing to over 84,000 in 2024, a staggering 40% increase from last year. Violent crimes linked to political motives rose by 15%, reaching over 4,100 incidents, the highest level since 2016. Alarmingly, nearly half of the victims were targeted by right-wing offenders. This surge coincides with closely contested elections and rising political tensions in Germany. The far-right party, Alternative for Germany, or AfD, achieved its best results in 5 elections this year, pushing for stricter immigration policies and even suggesting a potential exit from the European Union. Interior Minister Dobrindt emphasized the alarming growth of right-wing violence, noting attacks on events like gay pride parades. While the far left has also been involved in politically motivated crimes, these tend to be less violent. Dobrindt stated that the AfD, now the second largest party in parliament, does not currently threaten democracy, as banning a political party requires strong evidence of a legal attack. This situation reflects a broader trend across Europe, where many countries are facing similar challenges of political extremism and social division.
Rising oil prices amid tensions in the Middle East. Oil prices are on the rise, jumping over 1% on May 21, 2025, as reports emerge that Israel is considering an attack on Iranian nuclear facilities. This potential military action raises alarms about possible disruptions in oil supply from the Middle East, a key region for global oil production. Brent crude oil futures increased by 86 cents to $66.24 per barrel, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude climbed by 90 cents to $62.93. Israeli leaders are weighing their options, but no final decision has been made yet. An attack could significantly impact oil flows from Iran, the third largest oil producer in OPEC. There are also fears that Iran might respond by blocking oil tanker traffic through the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial choke point for oil exports from Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Iraq, and the United Arab Emirates. Despite these tensions, there are signs of improving crude supply, with U.S. crude oil stocks rising by 2.5 million barrels recently. Kazakhstan's oil production also increased by 2% in May, defying OPEC Plus pressure to cut output. The ongoing international conflicts between Israel and Iran, rooted in disputes over Iran's nuclear program, continue to be closely watched by market participants.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.